All right, we are back, and I am so pleased and thrilled to be bringing on Bill Hamer, the former football coach and athletic director over at Beverly High School. And, Coach, welcome to North Shore Sports Night. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Rick.
Coach, first of all, it's so great to have you on. I grew up on radio with your teams. I started in 1978, and I believe that was your first year at Beverly High School as head coach.
Yeah, that's correct. That's right, 78. That's when we started, you know, and had a pretty nice run over the years, and like to have some games back.
Yeah. Well, you can't go back and get those.
No, but, you can't, unfortunately.
Bill, you know, Thanksgiving is very special, and for all the years I was at WESX, the Thanksgiving Day game between Beverly and Salem was the biggest on the North Shore. Every team, you know, locally had its own rivalry and so on. But everybody looked to Beverly-Salem, and that's a tradition that, you know, goes back long before you got there, and it continues to this day. So, you know, what are your feelings? Do you remember what it was like your first year there as going into that game?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I think, Beverly was a little frustrated because they hadn't beaten Salem, I think, in about 5 or 6 years, I guess, And since Ken Perrone had come in and took over that program, and then, you know, and fortunately for us, we came out with a victory that first year, so everybody was pretty excited about all that, and that was really a big one for us, because it kind of turned the tide a little bit. It got things moving, you know, get moving in a better direction. And after that, it was kind of back and forth with Ken and I over the time that I coached, anyway. And then when Roger followed me, it was pretty much that way too.
Yeah.
Beverly, going back over the years, I mean, going way back when Beverly hadn't beaten Salem in 20 years. I think it was in 1940, I think, when Nick Morris was a coach or something. They kicked a field goal and they beat Salem 3-0. So that was a long stretch in there . But since then, it's been a real tight series all the way, even up to today. But, Dan Bowers had a pretty good run, here with, Salem over the last 8 or 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, Bill, you've been in this game as a player, you know, and as a coach and as an athletic director, and now, you know, looking on it from above. And, you know, what does it mean to the residents, to the people in Beverly and Salem who follow high school football, maybe who even don't follow high school football, but the rivalry is intense between the two towns. It's a lot more to it than just a football game, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes. The thing is, if you won the other 8 or 9 games and lost Thanksgiving, that was a terrible season. You know what I mean? It was always, it was such an important game, and I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that a lot of Salem people worked in the United Shoe along with Beverly people, and they always had these bets going and whatnot. I think a lot of it happened right over there.
Yeah.
The old United Shoe. And the game, I think it was in 1949, I think. Beverly had a great team, Billy Ransom. They had an undefeated team the year in 48. And then Billy Ransom and George Accomando and Mickey Abadia. I can't remember who the quarterback was though in 49, but anyway, they upset Beverly over at Salem. And in that game, it didn't matter what the records were. I mean, you could go through a season, boy, and go over there, and they could have won 2 games and you won 8. Didn't matter. Anything could happen Thanksgiving morning. It was an intense rivalry some of the kids come to play, you know, and so it was, and it's been that way, pretty much. I think a lot of it has changed, Rick, since the playoff system here is, the Thanksgiving Day game isn't quite what it was.
Right.
That was almost like a playoff game in itself.
Yeah.
No, it really was. So,
I think it was. It definitely was, and I remember. I remember some years when one of you wouldn't have a great record, but it didn't matter. Going into that game, that was the game that counted. And as you said, you win that game, you win the whole thing. You lose that game, you die with the whole thing. And that, I think, there is a little luster off of it now, I think, because of this playoff system.
Yeah, it has. It's taken taken something away from it, you know. I didn't see it coming, you know, but I could see it now more and more. It's not the crowds. Of course, going through the years that Ken and I battled each other, we had some great games. In fact, three or four times it was for the Northeast Conference Championship,
yes,
whoever won that game, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
So we had some, there was a lot more at stake there for us. And it was always a great game. I mean, I lost some heartbreakers. I won some good ones. But the games were always tight. There was no runaways. And maybe one year, I think they beat us fairly convincingly. But beyond that, the games were decided by a touchdown or, you know, give or take. You know, but some great battles, some great games, and right now Beverly's had a pretty good run with Salem the last 5 to 10 years, but Salem knocked Beverly off, and Beverly went on to play in a Super Bowl.
Right.
And won, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that meant, but they had a 5-6 season, but Salem beat Beverly on Thanksgiving Day that year.
Well, the thing is, Beverly that year, I remember, I think they were undefeated in their particular zone or conference or whatever
it was. They were undefeated in their division. Yeah.
Well, if you had that playoff system when you were coaching, that's around now, you probably would have been in the playoff probably 10 or 11 more times.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least, right. If it had gone that way, you know. But again, Rick, it was Thanksgiving Day was the game. I mean, I remember, even as athletic director, I remember splitting the gate with Bobby Giswell one year. Christ, I think we both made $20,000. You know, it was like $40,000 gate because there was 15,000 people at the game, you know. And that's the way it was back then. You know, you fill those stands on both sides. It was kind of neat. It was really exciting to play Thanksgiving. I know Ken and I used to meet at midfield, you know, and we're at each other's throat here to win this game, and everybody else is having a great time outside, you know. You know, you can see the people visiting because it's almost like a homecoming, you know.
The only problem I had with Hurd Stadium, which is such a great, great place to watch a game, because the stands are so close to the field and they're so high and so on. But the only problem I had up in that press box was that we're in the shade side of the field, and the away team were in the sunshine.
That's right. That's right. Believe me, I know it. I guess that's going to change if they're going to build new stands, and they're only going to build them on one side.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, just like Gloucester on that, on that sunny side. And so everybody will be in the sun in the future, I guess. But we used to fill both of those stands, I mean, when we played. God, it was, I mean, really, I mean, in fact, they used to put stands on either end of the field.
Oh, yeah, yep.
At Thanksgiving.
Extra stand, yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Coach, what was it like, coaching your own sons? Because they were not only great athletes, but they were also great students. And maybe you can bring us up to speed as to what's going on now.
Well, you know, both Bill and Lon were great to work with. I mean, you know, they played in the line. I didn't have a lot to do. I coached Billy more because I was a linebacker coach and that. But their coaches, worked well with them, and they had a good experience, and it was a good experience for me. You know, it's always when you're coaching your own kids, you want them to have a happy experience through it all, and you don't know if playing for their father how that's all going to pan out, you know. But but it worked out really well for us, and we have good memories, and they both carried their weight and did well, and but both now, Bill works for a financial software company, and Lon works up at Weir Valve in Ipswich, and he's into real estate. He owns three buildings, that he rents out, so they're both doing very well, you know, it's nice to have them right here in Beverly, too.
Yeah,
my whole family is still here, and so we don't have to go far to enjoy the grandkids and life, you know.
And even the grandkids have turned out to be pretty good athletes.
Yes, yeah, they did. They didn't play football, unfortunately. I wish they had, because they both would have been good football.
Mm-hmm.
They were into the hockey thing, and that was big, and they both did very well playing hockey. And then Mitch, God, he was an exciting kid to watch. And Matt's mm-hmm. team, they won the
yeah.
state division two that his senior year, but you know, they're neither of them. Mitch might be still connected with a little bit. He might even help. His sister Marley plays for the high school and has played since she was an eighth grader, and so we enjoy going over to watch Marley play. Mitch might even help out a little bit with the girls' team. I'm not sure. I think the boys want to get Mitch working with them a little bit because he's a pretty intense guy, and they like to have him around. But
all right, we're talking with Beverly, former Beverly coach Bill Hamer, and coach. I taught in Gloucester for many years, worked at WESX, so I had split loyalties every time Beverly and Gloucester played, you know, because we followed you guys week in and week out, but I also taught with some of these kids at Gloucester High School. And I know Gloucester looked at Beverly, Danvers is their rival, but they sure looked at Beverly as a rival, and I think sometimes more than Danvers. But from what I understand, I believe you told me there's a Hamer connection to a Gloucester football team if we go back a ways.
Yeah, it's ironic because my grandfather was a schooner captain out of Gloucester, and my dad had come to live in Beverly with his aunt and ended up staying there. And he played for Beverly in 1922, and his brother played for Gloucester in 1917.
Wow.
Jerry
O'Neill.
O'Neill was telling me that he says, you know, he still holds the record for the touchdown scored in one game.
So, and I believe it's seven, is that correct?
I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Well,
I didn't know that at all. I had no clue. Jerry told me that one morning for breakfast. We were out together, and he said, all right. He says he holds a record up there at Gloucester High School.
I saw Jerry at breakfast on Sunday with Bonnie, and he was telling me that same story because I told him I had run into you.
Jerry's the best. He's a great guy.
But, Bill, the connections you make with sports, and I've said this before, I just talked with Winthrop football coach Sean Driscoll, and it seems like I've known him for years, and, you know, he's such a great... But the point is that sports, whether it's high school sports or otherwise, but it seems to take a big geographic area like the North Shore and shrink it to a backyard because you make so many connections.
Oh, for sure. You know, it really, you do. You know, it's not such a vast area, you know, and, you know, you're only, I mean, hey, when I was out in the Midwest, I mean, you know, we played teams that were 20 miles away, you know, and more, you know, here, God, the towns are so close, and so you grow up knowing these kids, and you know, you bump into them here and there, and that, so, it definitely,
I got a couple of final questions, Coach. You know, with the intense rivalry you had with Salem on Thanksgiving Day, and for the most part it was the last game of the season, and the last game for your seniors, was it difficult to try to get your seniors in and get as many seniors in as you can at some point in the game?
Well, it can be. You know, it depends. You know, and as I said, when the years that I was coaching, I mean, that was a big game, and it could have meant the conference in many occasions, and it was, and the games were always pretty tight. You know, we did try to get all the seniors, and every coach would get all his kids in one way or the other, you know, and we did. We worked at that. We tried to make sure that every senior got, and we may not have succeeded, at one year or so here. I can't remember offhand, but most of the time, Rick, we did get every senior into that game, whether it's on the kickoff team, whether it was a shot, throw them in defensively, offense, whatever, you know,
where
their specialty was, and tried to get them all in.
That's cool. Well, finally, Coach, Thanksgiving Day, sometimes kids come back as adults and they see you or they come up and give you a handshake or so on. Any of the former players do that with you? They come up and see you now, or they did, you know, in years past, and keep contact with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, I see a lot of them around because I live in Beverly, and there's still a lot of them here. Not many people seem to leave the area, so I mean, God, I see them and they're, you know, in, on the job or wherever it might be, but Lonnie, of course, is friendly with a lot of his old teammates and Bill likewise, but you know, by staying here in Beverly and, you know, the families are here, so you do, come Thanksgiving Day, geez, if I go to a game, I mean, I spend more time shaking hands and talking to guys that I coached over the years, you know.
Yeah.
I miss half the game. So, but
that's
yeah,
a good part of it, though, man. That's great.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to be in touch with them and see them and hear what's going on in their life.
Bill, I do have one more final question. I'm sorry, but I just remembered. When you first came to Beverly, you know, being a student of the game as head coach, being a student of the game, having played at so many levels, what did you bring, if anything, of your own to the game? In other words, I know I know we all learn from other people. We learn from other teachers. We learn from other coaches and so on. But then we try to do something on our own to see if it works, so we have an idea. Do you remember if there's anything in particular that you wanted to do or that you tried to do?
Well, you know, the thing is, when I had come in, I just wanted the kids to have pride in this program because there's a long history in Beverly football here, a tradition of winning, and the program has been successful throughout the years, and that I wanted to, and we had a little drop off, but I wanted to get us back there and to have pride in the mm-hmm. program, and you know, and I did want our kids to get bigger and stronger. When I initiated the weight program at the high school and got the kids working hard in the weight room and that, you know, that was important to me. But as far as what I did offensively and defensively and that, I didn't do anything. It's a game of execution, you know, and I wanted our kids, more than anything, we kept it simple and we just wanted our kids to be able to execute well and you know, the finer points of the game. It's a game of inches, you know, really.
Yeah.
And you to get the kids to perform. I think we as a staff were very, very, I mean, we would run something to death if we had to make sure we executed it the way it should be executed.
Fantastic. You certainly maintained the tradition and the pride at Beverly High School, and it was so much fun for me to learn from it and be part of it. And I appreciate the relationship that you had with WESX, Coach. And I thank you for giving me the time tonight. We got to do breakfast again. And God bless you, man. It's just great talking with you.
Well, thank you, Rick. And it likewise, it's been that we've had a good relationship with you guys through the years. You've been very hospitable and easy to work with. And I do look forward to spending a breakfast engagement here.
All right.
Guys here at some point, Rick. So.
I'll make sure Bob Rowland calls me one of these times.
Okay.
All right. Listen, Bill, happy Thanksgiving.
I'll tell him to make sure he calls you.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the Hamer family, and be safe, Coach. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick. Same to you and your family.
Very good. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
That is Bill Hamer, who is the former Beverly High School football coach.